I'm Jim Bertel. NATO says it will try to avoid a new arms race with Russia after the U.S. formally withdrew from the Intermediate-Range Nuclear Force Treaty with Moscow. Both NATO and the U.S. blame Russia for the Cold War treaty's collapse. They accuse Russia of violating the pact by deploying a new type of missile, which Russia denies. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
All NATO allies agree that these missiles violate the INF Treaty. And Russia continues to develop and field these systems despite years of U.S. and allied engagement.
The INF Treaty was signed by U.S. President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev in 1987. Japan has raised the stakes in a trade dispute with South Korea by removing it from its preferred list of trading partners. VOA's Bill Gallo explains.
Japan's decision will make it harder for South Korea to buy a wide range of sensitive Japanese products that can have military uses. Last month, Japan restricted exports of high-tech materials to South Korea. Taken together, the moves represent a serious threat to South Korea's economy. Japan's moves are widely seen as retaliation for recent South Korean court rulings ordering Japanese companies to compensate Koreans who were forced to work during Japan's colonial occupation of Korea. South Korean President Moon Jae-in called the Japanese move selfish and a grave challenge to Korea-Japan relations. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
South Korean officials say North Korea has fired what appears to be a new type of short-range missile. The launch is the third in just over a week. The string of tests are being seen as reaction to planned military exercises between South Korea and the U.S. U.S. stocks are down sharply in morning trading. This is VOA News. The U.S.-China trade war is intensifying after President Trump said he is imposing an additional 10% tariff on some Chinese products. This came one day after the two superpowers agreed to continue trade talks next month. AP's Matt Small has more.
China's foreign ministry is criticizing President Trump's plan to impose 10% tariffs on the remaining $300 billion in Chinese imports he hasn't already taxed. It's threatening what it terms necessary countermeasures if Trump's planned September 1st hike moves forward, although what actions Beijing might take remain unclear. China's foreign minister calls the tariffs definitely not the right way to resolve trade frictions. Matt Small, Washington.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has sent a dozen staffers to the Democratic Republic of Congo border city of Goma to manage Ebola cases there. The announcement came hours after Rwanda briefly closed the border it shares with the Congo over fears the disease would spread. Henry Walk, CDC Director of Preparedness and Emerging Infections, says several factors make dealing with the outbreak more difficult.
Ongoing violence, armed conflict, community distrust, and other unprecedented problems have complicated public health response activities. As of July 31, 2019, a total of 2,713 cases, including 148 in healthcare workers and 1,813 deaths, have been reported.
That's the CDC's Henry Walk. The U.S. economy continues to add jobs, though not at the robust rate of a year ago. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department says hiring slowed last month as U.S. employers added a still healthy 164,000 jobs in July. That's roughly in line with the average monthly gain so far this year, though below June's figure, which was revised down to 193,000. The unemployment rate held steady at 3.7% for a second straight month, close to a 50-year low. Wage gains continue with average hourly earnings up 3.2% from a year ago. The report comes as a reassuring sign that the economy will extend its decade-plus expansion despite headwinds from President Trump's trade disputes and a dim global outlook. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The heat wave that smashed high temperature records in five European countries a week ago is now over Greenland, accelerating the melting of the island's ice sheet and causing massive ice loss in the Arctic. 82% of Greenland's surface is covered in ice. A recent study said melting ice in Greenland alone will add between 5 and 33 centimeters to sea levels by the year 2100. For more on any of these stories, plus the latest news, please go to voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Yeah. Voice of America. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.